chanting and drumming by members of the Cricket Hill Singers, a Native American group from Chicago, provided the entertainment. The open house was held at the Native American House's temporary location, an office suite in Champaign's Campus Town District. U of I anthropology professor Brenda Farnell said the words that many guests had waited years to hear.
A very big welcome to you all. Thank you for coming out this afternoon on this very exciting occasion for us, announcing the development of Native American Studies programs on this campus.
Farnell serves on the Committee for Native American Programs. It's made up of Native American faculty and those who, like her, do teaching and research on Native American subjects. The committee is working on a full-fledged Native American Studies program for the U of I. The University of Arizona has such a program. And Arizona Professor Sianina Loma-Wema told the open house gathering that they have a lot to offer.
American Indian people and our experiences are at the core of much of American life. And of course, our history, not only our history, but contemporary debates, the relations among tribes and states, the debates over gaming, some of the very emotional debates you all have been immersed in here, directly highlight and illuminate both the possibilities and the fault lines of the American democracy.
Besides serving as headquarters for a new academic program, Farnell says the Native American House will be a meeting place for the fostering of Native American culture.
It's opportunities for Native students to hang out together, to have a place where they can study and meet and talk with each other, but it's also a place where we can invite the community to learn from Native cultures in that space.
For many at the U of I, the topic of Native Americans means Chief Illiniwek, a student dressed in Indian garb that dances at football and basketball games and has been the center of controversy for nearly 15 years. Brooke Anderson of the Progressive Resource Action Coalition, which has organized many protests against the chief, says a Native American house is something they've wanted for years.
We see the establishment of this kind of a center as a victory for the anti-chief movement, and clearly something that has resulted from the efforts of folks on our campus to address racism against Native American people, and particularly in the form of Chief Illiniwek.
Tying the Native American house to the Chief Illiniwek debate makes U of I Swanland Professor of History Fred Hoxie uncomfortable. He wants people to know that the Native American house and the Native American Studies program it will be a part of are just good ideas in themselves.
And the simple answer to your question is there really is no relationship. We've been asked to, in good faith, to work on this effort, to think about creating a program for the future, and that's what we're trying to do.
Postdoctoral research associate and Nambe Pueblo Indian Debbie Reese also serves on the Committee on Native American Programs. Reese says the presence of Chief Illiniwek has discouraged some Native Americans from even considering the U of I and kept their numbers on campus barely in the dozens. Reese says those who do attend find themselves forced into the role of Native American spokespersons because of the chief controversy.
So when people are asking what's it like to be a Native student at the U of I, we're honest in that. It's a great place to come and study. They have top-notch programs across campus. But you have to know that as a Native person, as soon as you say that, you're going to have to deal with this other issue.
Reese says she hopes a lively Native American Studies program and Native American Cultural House will show the campus and community that real Native Americans are quite different from Chief Illiniwek. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.